Actually, it wasn't bad. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I didn't think there was any way the debate could live up to CNN's intro.
Hillary Clinton, the front runner, facing questions about her record. Bernie Sanders, the surprise threat, despite critics who doubt he can go the distance.
I thought I'd tuned into Tuesday Night Football, but actually, it wasn't bad.
Wall Street's greed and recklessness wrecked this economy.
Bernie Sanders sucker-punched Wall Street, then turned around and gave a big bear hug to his rival.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too. Me too.
The greatest gift to an opponent since the Seahawks passed to the Patriots. And as for Hillary, she wasn't just angry with Wall Street. She was ready with the handcuffs.
And my plan would have the potential of actually sending the executives to jail.
And as for Donald Trump, he had promised a live Twitter commentary of the debate for his 4.4 million followers, but he gave up halfway through after sending out mostly retweets. He did manage to muster a few tweets of his own, but they were disappointing. And after what I saw last night, I don't think he'd survive a two-hour debate against Sanders or Hillary. In fact, I don't think he'd survive Anderson Cooper, who was firing his questions from a machine gun.
You agreed to these rules and you're wasting time. So if you would finish your answer.
Well, and as for the big winner last night, everyone's saying it was Hillary, but actually, it's probably Joe Biden. He no longer has to agonize about whether his party has a candidate who can win. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.